Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Yvonne Pierre Show. Hear from people who have overcome obstacles, have inspirational stories to tell, or helpful information to share.
Our child, and we were to take her home. Remarkable advice for that era when many children with Down syndrome were put in institutions.
I was living for today, not caring about tomorrow.
The Yvonne Pierre Show, a variety talk show whose only mission is to empower you.
I started to push myself, and she said, let me push you. And I turned around, and I remember this 48 years later, of when I turned around and I said to her, no, I can do it. That kind of set the tone to her right from the beginning, that even though I was in a chair, you know, I was still independent. I was still going to do things.
I believe that everything happens for a reason. We are vessels that have the option to allow God to use us.
Make a choice to break the generational curses on our life.
Thank you for tuning in. Now, here is your host, Yvonne Pierre.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning in today. I have the pleasure of introducing today's guest. She is driven to break the chains of poverty and homelessness through her ministry. Jerusha Jacobs is an ordained minister and founder of two ministries, Divine Purpose for Women and Stepping Stone Productions. Her mission is to ensure that individuals reach their destiny while operating in their God-given gifts and talents. Welcome, and thank you for joining us today.
Well, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm doing excellent.
That's good.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, not a problem at all. It's a pleasure having you. And how would you prefer for me to address you, Minister? Jerusha?
Jerusha's fine.
Jerusha, okay.
Jerusha's fine.
When did you, I mean, no matter what we all have different calls and purposes and stuff like that, but I wanted to ask, when did you know for sure ministering is something that you were called to do?
I would say 3 years ago. The Lord had my heart for so long. As I look back on my life, it's just ministering to people. I didn't realize I was doing it until I had a great relationship and started studying the Word of God 7 years ago. 3 years ago, the Lord was pulling on my heart. He was pulling on my heart, and I just started studying different things. And I said, Lord, I just feel like I'm called to just do baptisms and funerals and just for the people, save souls. And I just really found out that was my call. And I said, this is what I love to do. This is what I want to do. And that's when I just really went wholeheartedly into ministry and just studying.
Wow. You started Divine Purpose for Women in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
What inspired it, and what was the mission behind this ministry?
The mission. Well, you know, the mission behind it was to allow women to know that the dreams that they had years ago in their hearts, mm-hmm. They were still there. Because I say that because we all have dreams. And I see women, we do so many things in life, as married, just doing a lot of things, and we kind of lose who we are. Most of us do.
Yeah.
And I realized that we were not living to the full potential of our gifts and our talents that God's calling us to do and be with. And so I had conferences once a month, and I allow women to know that they can come and break grounds of their talents. And they're like, how can I get started? You know, how can I sing or how can I dance? You know, I'm scared.
Yeah.
But you dedicate that talent, that song, that dance that God's giving you, and allow the Holy Spirit use your song, use your dance, and come in. That'd be a breaking ground for your talent, so you can do it outside of the conference. And with that, women's lives changed. I've had women have finished books, women who went outside of the conferences and sang for Christ with Bank of America and different corporations, and had a young lady went into productions when she was a real estate, and she said, God is giving me a dream and a vision to do this.
Wow.
And so we had mentors that if they didn't know how to get started, I brought in mentors who already had things going on in cooking businesses and different businesses or ministries to come in and mentor them.
Yeah.
To help them to realize they got what it takes. And so they took that step.
Wow.
And those the conferences were designed to allow women to know their dreams and their visions to walk into their destinies for their lives. And also we had another part of an outreach ministry, women who wanted to go out with me on Saturdays to feed the hungry and clothe them. You know, because you had a lot of women that had gifts in it as well that wanted to do it. And we did. We brought women to Christ. We also had women on the streets who come to our conferences. They made a change of life and changed the way they were thinking and living and start singing in our conferences, start spoken words, just spiritual giftings that they did. We was able to help them along the way.
That's powerful. You just recently launched Stepping Stone Productions. Could you give us a little background on what the company is about?
Okay, Jerusha Stepping Stones. Well, what we do is, matter of fact, Divine Purpose for Women is how the Lord have given me Jerusha Stepping Stones. As I said before, we was on the streets ministering to the women. And my thought was, Lord, you know, there's got to be more to just feeding them, clothing them, and just put them in a conference. You know, there's got to be more to that in this. And they gave me Jerusha Stepping Stones to allow them to provide work for them. And we, Jerusha Stepping Stones, we go out, we minister to the people and allow them to come into talent showcases that's on the streets. We're bringing them hope. This is giving them opportunity to make monies for what they do of singing and dancing and spoken word for the people on the streets that have lost those talents. And what it did was gave them hope, you know, gave them hope to know that they got what it takes to come off the streets.
Wow. Many people have misconceptions of what homelessness looks like and the content of, and they're misjudged for who they truly are based on their circumstances. And you work, like you were saying, hands-on with this ministry. And through your experience, what do you think the biggest misconception people have toward those who are homeless?
The misconception most people have, you know, I've heard so many things of bum, lazy, just different things I don't even want to talk about. But it's not even true because I've met so many beautiful people on the streets. Some women that were in marriages, their husband, you know, closed all the bank accounts and went away with another woman, and they lost everything on the streets and trying to make ends meet. I've had bankers, lawyers, just different people on the streets. Everybody's not on drugs. Everybody's not a bum. But I do know this. Everybody needs a second chance in life. To know what they can do. And this is what Jerusha Stepping Stones is about, is allowing them to have a second chance to fly with whatever God has given them through their giftings and their talent, to mentor them, the ones who want the help. And it's not true that everybody doesn't want the help.
Yeah.
And that's why we dig deep out there to see who want that help, and we help them along the way.
Wow.
And we had so many people's lives change out there. You know, this is going on my fifth month of going out the deeper that I am with this. And people are coming off the streets. People are getting back with families. People are in school just doing positive things, just going out there to believe in what they could be and what they can do in life.
Yeah, and it makes a difference when somebody reaches out and says, you know what, you are, there is hope. there is, you are bigger than your circumstance.
That's right.
And I really, really, from the depths of my heart, commend you for that. Years ago, we were homeless too, and it was and people perceive that you. It's a lot of different misconceptions people have of people that's struggling financially, which is well over half of the United States.
Right.
So it just blew me away to see the change in people perception of me based on my circumstance. So I really, really, really commend you for what you're doing. Why did you choose to focus on homeless?
You know why? You know, people call them bum and all that lazy whatever. I like to focus on people who said they can't make it and know it, and the Lord in me know they can make it.
Yeah.
And I like them to be successful, the ones who are willing to come along with what we're doing out here.
Mm-hmm.
I want people who say, you can't make it, you ain't nothing, and how God will make something out of these individuals that we're working with right now. And I love it. I love a challenge like this.
Yeah.
You know, and that's my heart. It's with people, even people in the community who have lost their dreams.
Mm-hmm.
That could, you know, could well be. But the thing of it is that's why I focus on that. I know it's another part of education. We won't go more into that. But I do want to let you know that this is time for change. This is also time for career opportunity. I actually opened up a platform for these individuals to be booked at different events and weddings and things that I have so they can be hired, you know, because looking at them as underdogs, they have the ministry of Christ to do what they're called to do and come off the streets of what we have to offer them.
Wow.
And
go ahead.
I'm sorry, go right ahead.
Oh, and you focus on their talents.
Yes, yes.
Why put the focus, which I understand it.
Yes.
But if you can help people
understand,
why focus on the God-given gifts and talents?
Because God has given us all natural abilities to do something with ourselves that is a natural gift, and the spiritual giftings that God has given us to go with it. Because we can't just sing. We have to have the spiritual gifting of Christ, the Spirit of God, to do what we do, to have the inspirational behind the singing, the dancing, the serving or building or skill. Because it's not for us, it's for other people. It's the inspiration of Christ through our own being.
Wow.
And you're building disciples through the talent, the gifting, to serve Christ. To glorify the talents that buried, some of us has buried them through our life circumstances, and what the Lord wants us to do is use them for His glory.
Yeah.
And if you know what they are, then what you do is you exercise that talent. You ask the Lord what it is in your heart that's been buried through life circumstances. If someone said you couldn't do it, you don't have it, or whatever, but if you know it's in your heart to do it, you just exercise it like a muscle. Your song, your vision, your dreams of talents, whatever it is, exercise it, you know, work on it. But so you can be the best and you're able to use it for Christ and for other people.
Wow. And He gave it to you for a reason. He gave it to you for a reason.
Yes, because that's, you know what, that's a part of you. When you lose that gift, that dream in your heart, it buries you. You're not actually working in your full you, and that's why a lot of people are so frustrated on the jobs or frustrated doing something they don't want to do instead of focusing on what's in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
What's in your heart that God gave you, your God-given talent that is lying dormant in you.
Wow.
He's asking for it to be resurrected and just build it, work it, and then bring it out to the public for His glory. I mean, it's like Michael Jordan. He practiced basketball. He didn't just say, I want to play basketball. I know he was good. He kept doing it. He kept exercising. Any athlete. But the same thing with your spiritual faith, the having a relationship with Christ, and your spiritual giftings of prayer or healing, whatever God gave you, you got to use those God-given talents so you can fulfill your life for Him.
Yeah. And speaking of that, you hold showcases.
Yes.
Where individuals who are homeless,
yes,
showcase their talents.
Yes.
First, I want to ask, where do you find them?
On the street.
Well, duh.
Yeah.
But so is it like, so it doesn't matter what type of talents or whatever, you just go to them and find out what their skills are?
Okay, let me tell you how I do this. The Lord in me do this. We go on the streets, like I said before, first of all, for salvation. Mm-hmm. And when they do come to Christ or repent, then I ask that, what's in your heart you want to do? What is that that you can do? And they say, well, I used to love to sing, or I used to love to spoken word, whatever. I said, well, God gave you that for a reason. Would
right.
you like to come to our rehearsals from 1 to 4 so we can see what you have to help you along the way? And they come, and then they rehearse. And if sometimes it may not be a good song, but they may have a poetry inside of them, then we help them with that. But it's giving them hope and,
yeah.
and okay, those talents like that, and they able to come off the street gradually because now they have hope to get up and be to have something to look for.
Wow. That's
because they're able to use something. It's not just laying there anymore
right.
or just walking from store to store. They say, I got rehearsals Sunday. I got to rehearse for my song. Or I'm going to serve. I'm going to help. Or whatever, they are a part of the ministry. And then they do what they love to do. And they rehearse. They got something to look forward to now.
So it's like you woken something up on the inside of them. That
yes.
give them the drive
yes.
to get off the street. Cause
right.
at some point, it's hard, and you do start losing hope.
Yeah.
So, wow.
And then not only that, you know, we actually have, we find jobs, you know, for them on the side while they work their God-given talent until we're able to find them something concrete in what they love to do. We also do that as well. And so they can have a place to live. But the whole thing of the showcases, and the fashion shows and plays is to be able to provide funding for them, to pay them for what they do so they don't have to be living like that anymore. Because
yeah.
most times if they're under the ministry of changing the way they think about life, can't reach everybody, but you can reach the ones who are hungry for change.
Yeah.
Then they're actually, they got a great sense of I can't live like this. I'm coming off the streets. This is the money that I can provide for my family, for myself, and for to be able to fund something for the God, to help somebody else ministry or to help some other loved one.
Wow. And I keep saying wow a lot because I'm at a – I see it. And – what would
they're humble.
Do? I think people say
and
that a lot.
The thing of it is that.
But that's what he did. He reached out to the poor.
I love it. I love it. I wouldn't do anything else.
During the rehearsals. I want to ask, during the rehearsals, and you kind of touched on it already,
mm-hmm.
what changes have you seen as a result? Just doing the rehearsals and preparing for the shows and stuff like that.
Oh, I see excitement and confidence. Oh, when you first work with them, you know, you like a little flower that's drooped. You know, they really don't know what to do or whatever. And then more and more they come, it's like a watered flower. They're smiling. They're excited. They're praising the Lord. It's awesome. I had one young lady. She said, Jerusha, I want to find my family. She was in defect, so she don't know where all her family is. She said, I got to find my family. I want them to see what I'm doing. You know, because she was on the streets for a while, you know. But
yeah.
she wanted her family to see where she is. And I had one of the guys said, and I never knew this until recently. He said, since I've been with you, I've been clean for 6 months. I was like, wow, I didn't know you were even not clean. But, I mean,
yeah.
those of y'all don't know drugs.
Right.
And then another one was able to admit, he didn't have a testimony because he was in his testimony. So he was able to admit, I want to be delivered from these things, this drugs, because I know this is great for me. I've got hope. And I'm living so awesomely, you know. And he's still on the streets, but let me tell you, he's changing day by day as I talk with him. You can't pull people along, but you're able to minister and water them where they're able to change the way they think. And some are just there to change, to come off. It's like anything.
Mm-hmm. So what is the range of talents? I know you mentioned spoken word and song. And
right. In this particular showcase, it's going to be song, dance, I mean praise dance, the singing, and also poetry.
And they also, are some of them interested in getting into the ministry?
Well, that's what they're doing. They're I'm actually, the Lord in me, teaching them how to look at the Lord, the kingdom, as they do their song, their dance.
Mm.
And they're able to minister to the people. That's what happened to the last showcase. The people looked at them and said, God, they're on the streets. They got so much inspiration and love for God. It's unbelievable. And it touched the people in the audience. Where I had had a nurse that called me and said, that same night called me and said, I had to pick up my book I put down for 2 years because I said, I'm up here complaining, living in a nice house, and here they are praising God where they are and living their dreams.
Yeah.
Singing and dancing and doing what they love to do in their heart. I picked my book up, and she finished that book. And I had another lady just finish another book that just copyrighted. And I'm sorry, poor man copied, and she's got it up and going already.
Wow.
So it's inspiring people to see them.
And
so they're ministering to the people's hearts.
And to I'm sure, even let's say it's 10 that you've touched. You know how many, I'm sure you already know, but so many people that are in the Grinches or on the streets with them is going to see a transformation in them, and it's going to give hope to them. So you're going to touch a bigger audience
right.
than just those that you actually touch.
Right.
So, wow.
Right. That's what it's all about. It's building discipleship. They go out, the ones we can't reach, they go out and touch someone else.
Wow.
Just ripples. You know, and if it's just one or two people, that's fine with me.
Right.
As long as you reach somebody that's changing, that's the whole thing of it. You can't worry about what you see. My thing is I thank God that what I don't see, I know what can be through the
right.
prayers and believing in the individuals.
Wow.
Change. And not only that they change, they're able to make change where they're able to change in their family and help them along the way. You're able to break generation curses through what they're thinking about life now. Now, I'm looking at fathers, mothers, children, able to come and mend back with their families, whatever the life circumstances held them back in the first place. So they can come together and break the generation curses of whatever it was or is to stop it right there in the tracks to be able to minister to them. That's a part of the vision I would like to transport. I know the Lord would do that.
Yeah. If someone is listening right now who may not be homeless but isn't sure what their gifts and their talents are, what would you say to that person?
I would say if they really don't know, if they're an older woman or man or a child, is look at what you naturally do anyway. What is it that you naturally do? Is it serving food, or you like to build houses, or what is it that you love to do? That is you. That's what you love to do. You help exercise and build it. You write down the vision of your dream. Pray over it. Walk it. And do it. See it, think it, and believe it, and walk in your destiny. That's a part of you. And most people lose that because they naturally do it anyway, so they're searching for something else. They don't realize that's what they need to be building on, something they're compassionate about, right?
Yeah.
You see people drawing all the time or whatever. Oh, that's you say, man, you ought to take, oh, no. But I think fear gets in the way a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
and they don't realize that that's the wealth that God gave them. It is.
Wow.
And but you're searching on the outside, and it's all on the inside of your heart.
It's already there.
It's already there. God has already gave you the tools to do what you need to do. That's a passion, your talent, your gifts. It's inside of you. So I say, first of all, search your heart and look at that you what you naturally do. And if you're older and things got buried from children and marriages or whatever it is, go back and see what was your passion in the first place and work on it and build from there. And ask the Lord, dedicate that talent to Christ and ask him to open your heart to know what else it is that you can do for him, for yourself, to be complete in him.
Wow. You have an upcoming showcase, which I plan on attending.
Okay.
Well, I will attend, not plan it. I will be there.
Okay, thanks.
Could you tell us about your upcoming event? It's the 25th?
Yes, it's October the 25th from 5 to 8. It is at the Hyatt Regency and in Windy Hill. And for more information, you can go on to www.jerusha, which is J-E-R-U-S-H-A, step, S-T-E-P, the word N-I-N, stones, S-T-O-N-E-S-S.com for more information.
And I will add that to the to my blog, too.
Okay.
And go from there, too.
Right.
If someone wants to help and they may not be able to attend the event, or they just want to help the ministry and they're not in the metro area, how can they help your ministry?
Well, we always need finances to carry on the mission that the Lord has given us, because not only here in Atlanta, we want to travel this around the world of the gospel.
Wow.
And right now we in need of cars and houses to help these individuals to really, the ones who really want change. I really see the need of these things, and that's how they can help us, in prayer, and even to be able to sponsor some of the things of the events that are coming up. We have fashion shows and plays. So we need the help to continue on helping people who want to be helped.
I wanted to mention the site again. It's JerushaStepPinStones.com. And I thank you so much for joining us today. It's overwhelming when I think about all that you're doing in a positive way. Not a bad overwhelm, but a positive overwhelm. And I just, again, thank you for walking in your destiny and fulfilling and waking up the spirits that have been broken through different circumstances. So I wanted to say thank you again, and thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your ministry and all that you're doing.
Thank you. And can I say one more thing?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to thank not only the Lord, I'd like to thank you, but I want to just also thank my wonderful husband and children. I've got to say this, because if it wasn't for my family support,
yeah,
I don't believe none of this would be happening. Of 16 years of marriage, of doing the work out in the streets. I've been doing it for a very long time, but not in this level. But my husband, he helps me. He supports me in this ministry. Matter of fact, he ministered to the people at times when we're out there.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to say that, because I couldn't do it without him. And my two children that was born in working on the streets, even in my stomach all the way as a baby, handing out food and ministering to the people.
Wow, and that's planting a seed in them.
They love it. They
yeah,
love everybody
yeah,
that we work with, and they show love and hugs and kisses, and they don't see any difference. They love them as they are, and they see changes in people, and like, wow, this person got a job. Mommy, look, he's coming out the streets. oh, look, Mommy, they're excited.
Yeah.
6 and 9 years old.
Wow.
They've been doing it since in my tummy. So the family is involved. Family
yeah,
is involved.
That's good. And thank you so much for allowing God to use you to reach out and be there for people that like I said a few minutes ago, that spirits have been broken. And thank your family for being supportive, and what a great husband.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for joining me today, and I will be at the event. I'll post the event too on the blog and all on my MySpace and stuff like that. So again, thank you so much for joining us today.
And thank you for having me. I really appreciate being on your show. What an awesome blessing it is.
Have a good one.
You too.
No matter who pushes me, I know I'm not going to let you. I'm not going to let you get me down. No, no, no.
Thank you for tuning in to the Yvonne Pierre Show. For more information about the show, how to be a guest, or to let us know what you think about today's show or previous shows, visit us at www.hyhradio.com. Remember to keep God first, know that you are blessed, and always be true to yourself. I love you. God loves you. Thank you for listening.